The best Bucks coverage presented to you by Robert Half Diamonds. If Milwaukee wins the title, your jewelry is free. Shop by May 25th at Saturday, tomorrow. Robert Half Diamonds in Greenfield, Glendale, and roberthalfdiamonds.com. Now, when I say best Bucks coverage, of course, one of the first names that comes to mind is a dude that's working day, night, afternoon, and everywhere else. That's Chuck Freeman, who's the co-host of Chuck and Winkler on 105.7 FM, The Fan, our flagship station in Milwaukee. Freems, I sat next to you or near you courtside last night. Here's the difference. I got to sleep a little bit. You were up at like, dark 30 this morning.
Yeah, I walked out of Pfizer Forum at about 1:30 last night, and I'm driving by the Allen Bradley clock, and it's 1:45, and I'm like, man, you know, here it is, another late night. But, hey, this is postseason, man. This is the Eastern Conference Finals. I just wish our team would respond a little bit better. This, man, this has been a struggle this week. You just think back to last weekend, or a week ago this time, man, we're up 2-0, Bucks are, and things are looking good, and, man, on a dime in 3 games in 5 days, and now in the 48 minutes away from elimination.
Do you buy it all into the fact that the Bucks never lost 3 games in a row in the regular season, so it's harder somehow to overcome that in the postseason, or is that all just hogwash?
Well, I mean, they haven't played a team as good as Toronto in 3 straight games.
Yeah.
And you could argue that. This is the second-best team in the East, and they played Toronto 3 straight games in the regular season, or a team like that. You know, you might have had 3 losses. But the Bucks are definitely... doesn't change my mind that the Bucks are one of the best teams in the NBA, and I still, in many ways, are better than Toronto. But Toronto, in these last 3 games, has got the Bucks' number, man. The Bucks are still the champs of the Eastern Conference, the number one seed, until Toronto knocks them off. And you know, we'll find out tomorrow night if the Bucks are going to live for another day.
What do you make of the fact that the Bucks actually did kind of what they were supposed to do, in that they came out and had that nice run in the first quarter, and they did come out and have a nice run in the third quarter, which has been their trademark. I mean, this was not 48 minutes of bad basketball. This was maybe 15 or 20 minutes of really bad, like, shooting drought basketball, but they still got their runs in.
Yeah, I mean, that's what, you know, in the NCAA tournament, coaches always say, hey, a bad 5 minutes of run can cost you a whole season. You know, NCAA tournament, you only got one crack at it, and you play bad for a 5-minute stretch, your season can go right out the window, everything you worked for all your life. And, you know, and last night, in a pivotal game 5, well, it's almost like a 1-game showdown, because the winner of game 5 goes on and wins the series like 81% of the time. And the Bucks had a couple of bad runs. You know, when they're tied at 93 or 94 with about 2:44 left in the game last night, Lopez hits that 3, Holdy, and I'm thinking, okay, you know, you're at home in front of the home fans. You know, the finish is going to happen. The Bucks are going to get their arm raised. And the Raptors just surged ahead, made all the plays down the stretch, and did what a good team does: get offensive rebounds, don't commit stupid fouls, box out, you know, make your free throws. Make your free throws, most importantly, for crying out loud. We've forgotten how to make free throws, and win the game. The Raptors played well down the stretch to win the game. When all is said and done, after all those minutes, the first 46 minutes were tied, and then the Raptors won the final 2.
The 2 that mattered, and they, of course, set themselves up for that by having a guy like Fred VanVleet hit 7 threes. And I thought, defensively, the difference between the 2 teams at the pivotal points in the game was different than what I expected. In other words, the Bucks under Mike Budenholzer have prided themselves on defense. They got 2 people on the all-defensive first team, and yet Fred VanVleet shot some open threes knowing that he was hot, and Kawhi Leonard had a couple of really good open looks as well, and he's going to knock those down all the time. I thought defensively there were some lapses.
Oh, yeah, but that's been the story the last 3 games. You know, the number one defensive team in the league, not athletic enough to cover the Raptors. What time last night the Raptors were facing a defense with the Bucks that had Mirotić and Lopez out there? You know, together, those 2 guys couldn't cover the Eiffel Tower. And I'm being serious about that. Those guys aren't, they're very slow. Brook Lopez, you know, I've seen you know, I've seen Syrup run faster than the Brook Lopez, man. He can't move. And if they expect him to go out and guard Gasol or on a switch off, he's guarding Lowry, or for crying out loud, and as this happened last night, he's on Leonard. Those guys are going to eat him up for lunch. And that's a problem. And it's getting exposed in this series. So when someone says, are the Bucks getting exposed, or the Bucks are getting exposed? Yeah, in some ways they are, because they've lost three in a row for the first time, and the Raptors are doing it to the Bucks.
Freems, go to Canada, get them a win, will you?
Three questions, Holdy. That's all I get.
We're coming up on, you know,
three
you
questions.
We're trying to save them for when they win Game Six. Then we'll give you like four whole hours on Monday.
Oh, hey, that's fine. Are you in Monday?
No, I don't think so.
Oh. Okay.
I'll be listening though.
I think they have a good shot at winning games. Call me foolish, but I think they have a good shot at winning Saturday.
Yeah, I think so too.
I'm telling you, don't give up just yet.
I'm hoping. Fingers crossed, Freems. Appreciate it, man. Go enjoy it. Catch your flight to Toronto. Chuck Freeman, the co-host of Chuck and Winkler 105.7 FM, The Fan, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Bodie. And you've got, of course, the Schneider folks hiring drivers right now. They work hard, you work hard. They treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 800-44-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com.